There is a karmic link between a teacher and a pupil. And if a pupil really advances, then they can and do take into themselves more and more the higher attributes of the teachings. That this is an absolute fact. And of course, there is a statement too that when the pupil is ready, that the teacher appears. And this too is an absolute fact. The teacher has to, by law, take the next step with those pupils who are ready, and if he cannot do so, then the right teacher is brought along to be able to do so. This is one of the laws of karma, and it's greater than all of us, it's greater than the world, and it's greater than the solar system and even the suns, because it's one of the great laws been known about for thousands of years on Earth. It appertains not only on this Earth, but on all inhabited planets throughout this galaxy anyway. That when the pupil is ready, the teacher does appear. In other words, that when the pupil is ready for the next essential step onward, they will be able to take that step. They will be helped in one way or another to take that step. And a student does begin to absorb some of the deeper aspects of the teachings and some of the deeper aspects of the teacher too. This too is a fact. If you study diligently under a teacher who is any good at all, and you really study diligently, whether you come into physical contact with that individual or not, you begin to absorb some of his higher knowledge, which he may not have imparted to you by word of mouth. This is a fact too. And it's because of this that I, for one, am extremely keen that students do work as hard as possible for their own benefits. Because you can benefit in every way. You don't necessarily have to benefit in a way which is apparent to you now. You may benefit in other ways which are not apparent to you at this time. This is a fact too, and all these things have been proven throughout the years. The yogis knew about them thousands of years ago, and the same law applies today that did then. The law hasn't altered.